naked shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I will take you on a journey across the universe through shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Here we go. Welcome, everybody, to Iggy Garcia Live. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. And we're going to start a show off here real quick. Taking these things off here. All right. See if we get any questions on the line. I'll be able to watch it from my phone. Okay, so like we do every show, we're going to light a candle, burn a little sage. Just kind of get into that mode, get into that place, into that space. I hope you guys are all doing well. There's a lot to share going into November. There's lots happened. A lot is happening. So I raised my ceremonial sage, giving thanks, clearing and cleansing for the space. For those of you who are going to be on the show listening, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy work schedules. It's not easy sometimes being us. Light my candle. So we're going to light this candle here. This is our ancestral candle. Giving thanks to our ancestors, dando gracias. Giving thanks to those who came before us. Those who trailblazed, those who laid the foundation. Regardless if it was in a good way or bad way, it didn't matter because it was laid. And does it matter? Maybe, maybe not. Because when we get here, we have the opportunity to change that energy, change that frequency, change those feelings and those emotions and those things, you know, those things that we sometimes are not in alignment with. So thank you guys. Let that burn throughout the show as we move through it. Make sure all my ducks are in a row here with my technology. That way the shows are playing out properly. And I think it's playing out all right. All right, cool. So, yeah, guys. Wow. I can't believe we are almost to the end of the year. We're getting there. We're getting closer. And, you know, I don't know what that means to you. I don't know what that means for anybody. I'm getting into that space where, you know, we're moving into beginning new beginnings. But here's the thing. Every day we can move into new beginnings. Why do we have to wait to the end of the year? I had that conversation earlier with one of my friends. I was like, why do we always set plans and intentions, you know, waiting for the next year to come by? Why can't we do that now? Just because we're conditioned and we're taught that, you know, we have to do it this way or that way. You know, so regardless, I'm ready here to move into the right energies in the right frame of mind to get into where I need to be. Because here's the thing, and I'm not here to say that one's life is better than anybody's life or one's had more challenges than anybody's challenges. Because we've all had those. We've all have worked through just the aspects of our lives and the things that have changed. But man, we got hit hard again. We got hit. Our nephew, my nephew, Quinlan, Andrew Bell. Some of you know him or have met him. He took his life at the beginning of the month. November 1st, it's just, you know, we're all besides ourselves trying to grasp a little bit and move into the, and trying to understand what happened. What happened, we'll never know exactly what happened, but I do know this. That young man, right or wrong, perfect or imperfect, doesn't matter. But he suffered from a mental illness, which is called schizophrenia. Some of you are familiar with it. I'm not a doctor. I'm not here to diagnose or anything like that. I'm only here to share the story of mental illness being real. There's a lot of you who suffer from different mental illnesses. And from time to time, we go into these mental traps of our own doing. Sometimes we get into the place where we're hurting and we don't feel good. My sister took her life last December 1st. And I tell you, that was difficult too. You know, it was very difficult because she was a beautiful soul and she did what she felt she had to do. And she suffered too, you know, raising a child with mental illness. He's not really a child, but he's more like a man-child, you know. Excuse my language. And so she had to go through all these things that we didn't know about. Some family members may have known. Some family members may have had ideas. But to lose people in that capacity is just, is hard. It's hard to lose people like that, to lose your family like that. Knowing and feeling sometimes that maybe there's something you could have done to help them. But I'm here to tell you, sometimes there's nothing you could have done. There's nothing you could have said. There's nothing that you've been able to do. Sometimes we get angry and we shame them and we get upset with them because of what they did. But I'm here to tell you that was their physical, spiritual choice to do what they had to do. Do you know the courage and the strength it takes to decide that you no longer want to be on this plane of existence? Maybe for some people it's really simple, real easy. But I know it couldn't have been that easy. I just know that it was not something that they just thought it was just, oh, I just kind of did it. And I really had to think about it. You really have to think about these things. You really have to process these things. And here we are. November 21st, we'll bury him with my mom in the grave. He'll be cremated and his ashes will be with my mom. Why he's not with his mother, there's reasons for that. I won't get into that dynamics right now. But out of respect, we'll be putting him with my mother. My mother will be holding him and caressing his grandmother. So that's the game plan there. Father John wanted to keep it simple, and I respect that and I honor that. You know, it's the aftermath, too, of all the people left behind. And it's also the things we didn't do when people were living. You know, things we didn't say, the things we did. You know, we always leave things for tomorrow. You know, human beings always leave things tomorrow. Oh, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do that another time. I'll do this. I'll do that. Well, tomorrow comes and here we are, burying another family member. If you're waiting for tomorrow, there is no tomorrow. That's my point. I guess that's what my point is. There is no tomorrow. There is no, maybe we'll see you later. You know, we don't know. We don't have any guarantees how life is going to go and what's going to happen, how we're going to make it through it, why we make it through it. You know, we're taught and we were raised to just expect to wake up the next day and go to work, do the things we do, go to school, whatever we have to do, we're expected to show up and do that. Now, a lot of you that I know give thanks, give a lot of credit to Creator for your breath and for your life and for the moment that you have with or without people. And, you know, so I find that very powerful and very comforting. But then there's a lot of us that just, we're pissed off and angry all the time because life ain't going the way we want it to go. You know, we got dealt this card. We got dealt this thing. We got dealt that. Or someone pissed me off or someone upset me. But it happens. We're humans. We do that. We piss each other off. We trigger each other. We challenge each other. We push each other to the limits. We push each other to the brink. We push each other to those spaces that are uncomfortable and comfortable. And that's going to always be. That's always going to be. Humans are always going to do that to one another. Why? Because we're human. because we're flawed, because we're imperfect. There's perfection in the imperfection, yes. And, you know, we are pieces and parts of the creation, so it makes you wonder if the pieces and parts of the creation are flawed. Oh, Iggy, did you say God's flawed? Maybe, maybe not. I'm here to question, here to wonder. You know, I don't know anything. All I know is that I wake up every day, and then when I wake up, I say a prayer, I believe, and I share. Now, for many of you, may label me as a pagan, but I'm a Christian person who does pagan work, in a sense, I guess, if you want to call it that, because I don't see God the same way. I don't see God the same way that a lot of people see God. I don't see God as the old, you know, jealous, vengeful God from the Old Testament. The God that had to be worshipped, that had to be loved, someone had to just acknowledge God. Ugh. Come on. Really? Are you freaking kidding me? The supreme being is that shallow-minded. Yeah, if you agree with me, that's fine. If you don't, this is PG-13 show too, matter of fact, just let you know. Why in the world, why in the universe would that be? Because it's control. It's man's ideology and belief in what God wants. And they create these excuses why they can go off and do the things they do. You're going to tell me that a masterful creation, creator, architect of the universe, is going to be so upset because we don't worship him or her? Because I don't even know if God's a him or her anymore. Because I'll tell you why. Because if we're made in the image of God, if we're made in the image of God, then there's a feminine aspect and a masculine aspect to God. Right? That we came from the Adam. The bone, the rib bone of Adam. We created Eve. Hence, there aren't that many books or any books of women in the Bible. Yeah, they're mentioned in there. There's some mention in quotations. But women are totally discarded and totally, you know, ignored, you know. Even God had to send an angel to Mary and say, hey, guess what? I'm going to impregnate you because that's the only way that people will probably connect and understand that you, and I'm going to send a child to you, you know? And then from there, this child is going to go through life. He's going to suffer. He's going to go through all the things, but he's going to go very intense. If God is intense, right? Because relatability, if you would just send Jesus just down from heaven, no one would understand. No one could connect. No one, everybody would just worship. Everybody would just like, oh, yeah. But we sent him as a poor guy, right? Sent him as a poor guy, a Jewish guy. You sent him here, and, you know, here we are. I'm the son of God. Yeah, right, buddy, whatever. Get in line. There's like 50 other guys down the street that said the same thing you did last week. You know, we would do the same thing to Jesus today. We would totally find an excuse or a reason why Jesus would, we would debunk the story of Jesus. We would put him in an electric chair. We'd hang him. Who knows what we'd have done, but we'd use the punishment of the time, right? We incarcerate him, whatever. So we're here to act like we're righteous and better. You know, I watch my family. A lot of them, you know, when they progress through their reconnection, their rebirth, or their baptisms, and their heightened awareness that they found Jesus, they find Jesus in their heart and their soul to help others, but then they don't really come back to the family, because the family sometimes ostracizes you and ignores you and thinks you're crazy and thinks you've gone over the edge. Oh, you were saved. You know, or people say, I was saved 5 times, you know. Well, that's good. You know, I'm not here to debunk. I'm not here to question your religion. I'm not here to question you. I'm just here to bring some observations why some of it's kind of crazy. When you think about it, you know, some people say God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit all one manifestation. You just killed it for me. You just totally killed it for me. You're telling me that God was Jesus the whole time? And so he was God the whole time. Well, of course he's going to raise from the dead because he's God. But if he was Jesus man with the touch of God in him and rose from the dead, then you know what? We got a story. We got a story. But if you're telling me it was just God the whole time, it was just make-believe, pretend, blah, 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 whatever. You know, I have a problem with that. Because you're telling me the supreme being died. But it took him 3 days. It went 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes ago. He couldn't get up. Couldn't have saved himself. Why three? Because there's significance in threes. We can get into numerology later. But my point is this. You will see and you will take and you will draw out anything that I say or anything that you hear in the world, and you will just make it your own. You know, we watched that today in the whole world, how people badger and destroy people and put people in a place because they're not in agreement with them. The whole world is kind of like this right now. We're on this really big kick that if you're not in alignment with anything that I'm in alignment with, then you don't belong in this. You should not be on. You should not be given a platform. You should not be given anything where you can spread your disinformation. You know, you can't prove anything. We have no proof of anything. We go by faith that everything that we believe is true to be true. Everything. I don't care what it is. We trust that this is what it is. You can't see it, right? But you have to trust it, right? You take a pill and you trust that that pill is going to work and help you, right? Why do you take it? Because you put enough faith, you put enough trust in it. There's a part of you in your mental state of mind that believes that and creates also the chemicals in your body to put you in that state of mind. You know? The only reason the world is in a mess, you know, you can look around the world right now and you can see all the dysfunctionality, even here in the United States. You know, could you imagine if this country was run by clerics? Of, you know, if Catholic priests and Baptists and Mormons, name them all. I'm just going to name them all, right? Put them all in there. If they all had position of power and everything was based on religion. And this country was founded on religious properties. Yes, I get that. But the separation of religion and government is for a reason. Church and state, right? There's a reason why that's separate. Because at least some of our ancestors had the knowledge to say, hey, you know what? It doesn't really work if you're going to put, you know, a religious person in power. Because, and I'm not saying religious people can't be in power. What I'm saying is you cannot use religion to control the people while you're in power, like they do in other countries, like other countries we watch in other countries. My God, you're watching, you know, you're watching Iran right now going through a struggle. They're going through a cultural revolution right now where women don't want to be, you know, they cut their hair off. You know, they're doing all kinds of stuff. They're being killed. They're being murdered. The moral police. Now, I'm not here to say that what they do is that's their business. And I get it. But from watching from afar, I'm going, you know, there might be something to this. You know, might be some reason why that this is happening. You know, people don't just say things or do things. Oh, no, it's corruption. The CIA is in there. The CIA is causing problems in these countries. Granted, I'm sure probably right. You're probably correct on that. You probably have some validity to that. Because this is what countries do. They destabilize other countries in order to get the things they want and the things they need. You know, we glorify war, we glorify, you know, things. You know, the United States is the only country, and we're talking about Veterans Day here, the United States is the only country who dropped atomic bombs on innocent civilians. So if anybody has to say anything, I mean, the Japanese people probably have a lot to say. On the same token, I have, my friend was telling me about her grandfather, who was on the ship waiting, you know, for the whatever they were going to do. And, you know, he may not have been around. She may not have been born if he had to go fight a hand-to-hand combat. I don't know what the answers would be, how we move forward from this stuff. But regardless, it's happened. You know, we go into the Middle Eastern countries because we know they can't fight us. They can't retaliate against us. They can't put up a fight. But yet, we have to fight them. We have to protect, and we have to do what we have to do because we're there. So it's really frustrating when I watch this, and I'm like, what are these purposes? Oh, well, they blew up the, you know, this building or that building. Osama bin Laden, this and that. I don't know. There's casualties to war. I don't care. Bombs do not discriminate. So you're bombing Iraq. Wherever you drop bombs, you're killing innocent people. And I know this isn't like a topic that people want to talk about, especially on Veterans Day. But I've talked to a lot of my veteran friends, and they don't like when people say, thank you for your service. They fucking hate it. Why? Because they know the shit that they had to do under orders. This was explained to me why they don't like that. Because you know what? It's painful. It's painful that they had to go do that. To go fight poor kids fighting poor kids in other countries. And we still do that. Now, I have the right to speak my voice. I have the right to share my feelings and my thoughts. They're my beliefs, my ideas. I'm not here dictating or promoting onto anybody. You take what you want. But when you take kids who, you know, they know they have to go to the military because they just can't afford any other way. Well, there's a price. There's a cost to that. The cost is their body, their legs, their mind, especially their mind, their spirit, and their soul. Where is our government? Why doesn't our government hold them up and revere them and honor them, respect them, and take care of them how they should be taken care of? You know, you should take care of the people who take care of you, the people who kept you in power, people who kept you in the position of the authority where you're at. So when they come back, they should be able to have the best health care, the best whatever. Those people need to have the best of the best. But we don't have the best of the best doctors because our medical system's completely corrupted, completely deranged. Because the private sector makes more money, and some of these doctors who are in these hospitals aren't the best. But you know, if you want our kids to go fight in wars, you want our kids to go out and be and do what they're going to do for us, and take care of them when they come back. You know, the suicide rate, you know, for a lot of these troops who come back is very high. The mental illness, you know, being shot at, to shoot at, to kill another human being. Because if you don't, they're going to kill you. Now, I'm lucky, unfortunate, I never had to do that. But I'm here to say, you know, that there's a lot of people, and you know a lot of people, who had to do this. And it's painful. It's very painful to watch that. You know, we sit here in our cushy little, you know, chairs and watch our little TVs. And there was kids, you know, trying to save their lives. I have friends here today online. I have friends here who are, you know, I thank today, who were across the seas doing the best they could with the information they had. You know, we create an enemy out of people who are different than us because they have different beliefs and ideologies than us. But that's what happens. That's exactly what happens. We create this war of the minds, this war of the hearts with kids who go and fight the battles for us. And you know, these are rich people, rich old men who create this system, this European doctrine, who create this system in order to keep themselves in power. You know, the United States is finally seeing some bleed through with multi, you know, ethnic groups starting to take, you know, political positions in our country. Finally, we have one of the first Gen X politicians now. What's that? What took so long? It blows my mind. You know, we have the first lesbian politician. You know, I think she's a governor. You know, we have first Latinos and stuff. Not so much. We have blacks now. It's nice to see the salad being tossed a little bit and having new blood in there and new people coming in there. Why? Because it has to happen. It has to happen because as soon as you bring in a whole different group of people, they have more people and they're going to have more people in that group, right? The Irish, the Italians, that's why you see a lot of Irish and Italians in politics. Why you see a lot of certain ethnic groups in politics and why they hold the seats for so long. Because it was the influx of immigration, the migration to this country. And now we have the influx of people coming from other countries the same way through the border lands. We have a lot of Venezuelans. You're going to see a lot of Venezuelans. You're going to see Cubans. Because you see a lot of Cubans in office in Miami and through all these areas down in the South. Why? Because they're political persecuted people. You see a lot of Africans, you know, from Somalia and different countries that are coming into the fold, into the play. Why? Because they're here. And it won't be too long in the near future that you're going to see the Ukrainian influx when it comes here. You're going to see the Latino influx when it comes here. And there's nothing you can do about it. If it bothers you, there's nothing you can do about it. There's not a thing you can do about it. Just be ready. Be prepared to have new thinking, new ideas, new ideologies coming in. You want to change the world? Well, change yourself. Change your habits. Change the feelings. Change who you are as a human being. You know, men have been in power for so long that they're afraid to lose that power, that they're losing that power right now. Men are actually, especially in this country, men are grasping on to hang on to that power, to hang on to that, not to lose that power. And we keep teaching our young men to do the same thing, to be fearful of the minority, be fearful of the woman, be fearful of the black, be fearful of the Hispanic, be fearful of the Hindu, be fearful of the Africans coming, be fearful of the Ukraine. I see it. We all see it. We watch the news. Those of us who watch the news and participate, it's there. We're afraid of people having different beliefs and different ideas about gender and the fluidity of genders. We're afraid. Okay, so we're afraid. A man, a woman, fine. But there are other people who don't see the world the same way. Why don't they see the world the same way? Because we're evolving. It's the evolution of human beings, of humanity. We're changing. We have to change. The system that is in front of us is not serving us properly anymore. So why does a shaman sit here and tell you this? Why do I sit here and tell you this? Because you have to be fluid. You have to be flexible in the work you do. And especially I'm talking to my brothers and sisters in the holistic metaphysical community. You have to be flexible and open-minded. You can have your beliefs, yes. But you work with everyone. It's like a doctor, right? A doctor still works on people regardless if they're Muslim, Christian, Hindu. It doesn't matter. They still work on them. Because they have a Hippocratic oath to do no harm to people. And that do no harm also works in the metaphysical community, holistic community. First, do no harm to thyself, and first, do no harm to anyone else. But what do we do? What do we do? A lot of us can't even take accountability for our own actions. We can't even say, I'm sorry, I screwed up. Because we're so entrenched in our ego mind that we can't even move out of that space. You know, a good teacher told me one time, if you screwed up, apologize. Be the first person to say, I'm sorry. Don't put people in the position to tell you that you should apologize. You apologize for the things that you felt that you did wrong in that situation or scenario. Then the rest takes care of itself. Because there's always a piece of part that you also create. If you're there and there's a problem, then you're part of the problem. But you're also part of the solution if you're there. But there are people who don't want the solution. There are people who don't want to change. There are people who don't want to bend. There are people who don't want to who think that if they bend, they'll break, and that makes them less than then. It doesn't make you lesser than. It only makes you lesser than in your own personal mind, in your own personal belief systems about that. You know, men have been taught to be misogynist. Kids are not born being misogynist. Kids are not born being racist. Kids watch behavior. They watch their moms, their dads, and how they interact. And then this bro code crap, men protecting men and men knowing, thinking they can just say whatever they want about women. I call it the bro code. Hey, bro, don't tell my girlfriend that, you know, or don't, you know, or man, she's, you know, they just say stupid shit. And then guys are just supposed to go, well, I can't say anything. It's a bro code. Screw the bro code, man. Have a little bit of respect for people, especially women. You know, women have the girl code too. They do the same thing too. Don't think they don't. The men are notorious about the bro code. You break the bro code, then you're like, I mean, it doesn't mean anything. It just means that you and that person can no longer be friends because you broke the bro code. It's the locker room talk. It's that stuff that we talked about. You know, the things that we don't talk about. We don't talk about it with anybody else. It's just what men talk about. We talk dirty, nasty about girls. Have I been guilty of that? Absolutely, I've been guilty of that. I'll be the first one to tell you that in a second. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the bro code didn't fall on my lap too and I didn't do it. Because it happens every day. It happens all the time. The thing is, it shouldn't happen all the time. It shouldn't happen at all. You know? If people are your friends, if people are truly, you know, in your circle, then you don't need bro codes. You don't need girl codes. You don't need to be anti-man or anti-woman. You know? If people truly are in a relationship with you, friendship-wise, then you don't need that shit. You don't need that crap. You don't need that. You know, the reason our kids learn bad behavior is because we keep teaching bad behavior. We keep teaching the behaviors that, you know, that don't serve humanity, don't serve people. You want to know why things don't change? Because we don't change. We don't change. Change happens with us. We expect other people to change and lead the example. Well, okay, if that was what you want, I'm here to lead, okay? Screw the bro code, screw the woman code. All right, honor and respect one another. If you want change, I'll be the first one to step in, okay? If I fall out of line and then I fall short, then you remind me. You let me know if I'm falling short. Will I probably get a little butt hurt? Maybe, but you know what? I'll be thankful that you at least honored and respected that. You know? I just watched too many people have a hard time saying, I'm sorry. Man, I didn't see that I was doing that. You talk about gaslighting. We're talking about gaslighting, right? That's the word now, is gaslighting. And gaslighting has a lot of different connotations for a lot of different people. So I don't really want to get into the dynamics of gaslighting, but it happens. Oh, you gaslighting. We used to call it throw you under the bus. You know? Made me feel bad or whatever. You don't understand me. Well, geez, I'm sorry that I didn't understand you. It's my fault. You know, to listen to another human being and say, hey, you know what? Why are they saying this to me? Why are they telling me this? There's obviously something here that's really moved their spirit and their soul and their heart. You know? And sometimes it's not my place to go out and say, hey, you need to apologize to that person. If that person already told you that they're not happy with you and you didn't do them one right, then it's your job to go, oh shit, how can I make it better? What can I do to improve this relationship? But we don't do that. That's why a lot of marriages fail, because nobody wants to give an inch. No one wants to apologize. Oh geez, if I apologize, then that means I'm guilty, I'm wrong. You know? Everybody thinks they know everybody. Nobody knows nothing about no one. Most people here who watch me online think they know me. They think they have an idea about me. And they think I have an idea about my life. Listen, I don't even know myself at times. The only person that truly probably knows something of how I interact in life is probably my spouse. And yet she still doesn't know me, right? I still don't know her. Because every day is a different day. Every day I wake up with different circumstances or opportunities to improve, to become better. If you think people are just always the same all the time, people do change. People do move and create and manifest and do better. We don't see it because we're too landlocked in our mind and our petty thinking sometimes that someone is always going to be that way. Because we put them there, we pigeonhole them into that space. And you'll die, you'll die on that hill. A lot of you will die on that hill to prove that point about somebody. Granted, some people deserve it and some people are there because they still do the behavior. That's different. Now, you can make up with somebody and don't have to be hanging out with them. But people won't do that. People, remember, there's always two sides to a coin. Always two sides to the coin. The coin does not have one side. It has two sides. All right? This coin has a head, and this coin has eagle on it. Both tell a consistently different story. Both sides of those tell a different story. One side is George Washington, the other one's the side of the eagle. Right? However you see George Washington, you will react and respond to that. However you see the eagle, you will react and respond to that. There's always versions of the story. I personally try to be open-minded and understand that. When people come and tell me and ask me, so what's going on with this person? I honestly don't know. I only have a version of the story that I know. But if you like to know what's going on, maybe we should invite them to sit here next to us, be us with us together, so we can get the story that we both know about each other. Will that happen? No, it won't happen because too many people they would rather tell their story and share their story and keep it alive. Listen, there's stories about me, and I don't give a damn, okay? And I don't give a damn why, because no one's honored or respected or even given me the chance to speak my story about their version of the story. Because they don't want to hear my story, because if they wanted to hear my story, they would never hear it because, number one, I would tell them, let's invite the other person into the storytelling session. Because I guarantee you, as soon as I sit down with that person, they're going to either be very triggered, they're going to be very upset, because number one, they didn't want to be there to begin with, because they're going to hear the truth, another version of what really happens in relationships and partnerships with people. And this is why people who are married go to a counselor, and that's why they go to, you know, a psychiatrist or whatever, and they sit there and they tell their version. And this person is there to distinguish and disseminate and dissect and echo back to them what they heard. But as humans, we're not taught that. We're not taught that. We're taught to be angry, upset, pissed off, indifferent, deflect, reflect, and not feel the energy. You know, when you hear about people who are abused, you know, then you hear the story about the abuser. They're completely different, right? And then sometimes you can't put somebody in the same room because they're too triggered by what they felt was the trauma that occurred to them. But if you truly want to know what's going on in someone's life and what really happens in a story, then ask the other person too. Don't just go by the story that's told to you and shared to you. Because especially if you know people, if you definitely know somebody and you've had interaction with them and it doesn't is not congruent with what they're telling you, then there should be a big freaking light bulb on, a big question mark over your head going, oh, but that's not how I experience Iggy. I'm very abrasive. I can be very rough. I can be an ass. But I could also be gentle and nice and caring person. Because I'll tell you right now, if I feel a certain way, I will say how I feel. And I will be very open-minded about it and I'll be very blunt. People don't like blunt people. People don't like people like me because they know the answer that they're going to get and they won't like it. But I've learned to tone that down a little bit because my wife's helped me with that. to listen. But men, if we want to learn, if we want to learn to create healthy limits and boundaries with people, then we have to learn how to have healthy limits and boundaries with ourselves. How to win and influence friends, right? Well, if you piss on someone and you spit on someone, you're not going to influence or win anybody over. And if you're triggered or you totally think because you don't see it that way, well, I don't see what you get all mad about. Oh, I didn't do anything. That's first people's response. Instead of saying, well, let me echo back to what I heard you say. Well, I can see where you can feel that way. I can see why that makes you feel the way you feel. But we don't do that. We don't honor people. We don't respect people. We don't give people enough credit. You know, we think it's okay to joke. It's okay to send them a nasty picture and say, and think that's, we're supposed to laugh. Some people don't say anything to you because they just don't want to be this. They don't want to come across rude or be, you know, upset you. You know? And that's the world we live in. That's the world we're in. There's no accountability. Nobody's accountability. Everybody's a freaking traumatic trauma. Everybody's hurt. Everybody's butt hurt. No one will take accountability for their actions. Because it's hard to. Because you want to hang on. You want to hinge on to the story that you've created for yourself. Yes, this is me. Your story doesn't identify you. Your story that you create, it's not you. It's just something that happened to you in that moment. If that story is that powerful that it totally molds you, you have more work to do. I have more work to do. That story should affect you, yes. It should affect you to see life differently and to move into different spaces about life. Traumas are not there to keep you totally disconnected from living and not be able to interact with other human beings. We all have traumas, and all our traumas are different. Everybody's traumas, everybody's illusions and creations and manifestations are their own. And this happens because we're human beings. But every time you keep telling the story over and over and over, and every time you keep sharing the story changes. It has to change because you change. You get to the point where you don't even remember what happened. You just keep building the story that he bad, she bad, he no good. And then another 50 other people are going, well, man, this isn't the same person that I met. This isn't the same human being that you're talking about. You obviously must have done something, or something must have happened between both of you, because that can't happen, right? That can't happen. The two people have a discord and can't get along anymore. So that person totally, their whole agenda is to destroy and break them down. Because they don't have anything better to do. Listen, we're not going to get along with everybody. Because we can't even get along with ourselves sometimes. Sometimes we're our worst enemy, like this here, right? Sometimes we can't even look in the mirror and acknowledge who we are. Sometimes we wake up and we're like, oh my God, who are you? Where are we going? But then there's some of you who are beautiful human beings who are have ascended, who have moved into that space, but things don't bother you. The only reason I'm sharing these things is because of situations that have happened this year with me and friends in relationships that I had to sever or just move away from. It doesn't mean these people are bad. It doesn't mean that they're evil. It just doesn't mean that we're not in alignment with whatever you're talking about, whatever you're sharing. And that's normal. But it also means that I also still have to have compassion and understanding that this person is feeling that. And I try to do that as best I can. But I'm also human. So when someone else calls you a fake, and someone else calls you, he's not who he is, or he portrays himself. Listen, if you screw me, you know, there's a chance that I ain't going to be your friend. And I'm not, and I don't need to have a conversation with you if I don't feel like it. I've had several friends who were friends, and I've had several friends call me and say, well, we should help this person. No, I don't choose to be in that boundary with that person. I don't want my boundaries going in there. I want to create good, healthy boundaries with people. Well, you're not who I thought you were. Well, I don't know who you thought I was or what you manifested and created. But that's more on you, my friend. You know? Because people have the right to change their mind. People have the right to feel the way they feel. And so this is what happens when we don't speak our truth. And this is what happens when we speak our truth. This is happens when we open our mouth. Listen, a lot of people who are online here, I've lent money to. I paid their rent. They lived for free in my units. You know. But do I hate them? No, I don't hate them. I just understand they're going through things. But do I have to evict them? Do I have to move them on? Do I have to put them in a different category of friendships? Yes, I do. Because you know what? That's not healthy for me. If people don't like that, you know, that's on them. You know, if I post something that you don't like, you don't like it. There's a lot of things I don't like people post. But I'm not going to spend my energy going, I don't like that post. I don't like that post. I don't know why you would even post that. Why? Because it's there. What you drew from it, what you draw from it, that's on you. Whatever negative, whatever part you thought wasn't incongruent with you, that's on you. Listen, I'm not here to champion and hero people. I just want people to be good with me, good with you, good with one another. If you can't be good with each other to some level, then what's the point, right? But the point is this, because we came all the way from there to here because, you know, this is where we're at. Because it's a reminder that we're always working on ourselves. It's a reminder to me that I'm still working on myself, and I'm going to be working on myself until the day I die. I'm not going to say, oh, I'm enlightened. You know, I have enlightened moments. Yes, I have enlightened moments where I have the aha moment. And the next thing you know, I got to chop wood, carry water, and I'm back at it again. Then I have another enlightened moment. Yeah, I'm back again. It's good to be here. Hey, now let's drum, bah, 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 you know? Yeah, that's life. That's what I do. But it doesn't mean I walk around in a stupor. I don't do that. You should be concerned if someone does that. People should be able to feel their feelings and emotions. I'm here. I'm being raw with you guys. I'm being raw because you know what? I don't want you to have this misconception that I'm just some pushover guy. Because I ain't no pushover. I'm a nice guy. But you know, like they say, you push my buttons, it's wrong. You're going to see another version of me. And it's going to be weird for you. Because you've never seen it before. And this is the only reason people have issues with me or anybody in my family is because they've created an image of who they think I am for them and for their mind and how they see and for their ego. And this is why, and this happens to a lot of people. This happens to everybody. This is why you see behavior sometimes that's unfamiliar to you because you've crossed the line. Because other people have crossed the line with you. And if you're not smart enough to know that, I can't help you. Nobody can help you. I can't help myself when I do that. Because I know I'm guaranteed I've probably done it. I'll probably continue to do it. But this is how we learn. You know, this is how we learn. We learn through our mistakes. We learn through our accomplishments. We learn through all of it. You know? I've caught myself posting stupid memes, trying to prove points. Who's the point? Am I trying to prove? The only point I need to prove is to myself that, you know what? You still need work to do. You still need to do work, Mr. Guy. You know? When people post shit, yeah, it bothers me because I know who they're talking about. I'm not stupid. I'm not a freaking idiot by any means. You know? And you know who you are when you post your shitty shit to me. You know, the point is why you even bother being my friend if you're going to be like that. You know, that's the problem in the world. Everybody has opinions. Everybody has ideas and everybody wants to be right and no one wants to be wrong. Well, you know what? I'm here to tell you, sometimes I fall very short of the mark. I'll be the first to admit it. And then sometimes, damn it, I hit the mark. And I'm very proud of my accomplishment and the work I do. But I know when I don't hit that mark, that I know I have work to do. Because I'm a I'm a human being. I'm not a man or a woman. I'm a human. Take the labels off. Take labels off. I'm a human. I'm a human being trying to do the best I can on this planet while I'm here. And you know what? And I'll love you all in the best capacity that I can. But if you want the world to change, you need to change. If you're not willing to change, things don't change. You get more of what you get. Thank goodness I don't get a lot of crap. Or maybe just people don't want to send me crap because they're too afraid of what I say. But regardless, I don't get a lot of crap because I'm pretty upfront and pretty open how I feel. If you don't know that about me, then you really don't know me. Now, this isn't here to badger or beat up on anybody in particular. I'm just talking in generality here. There's no one I'm like singling out. If you feel singled out, well, that's on you. That means you have issues with me. That means that there's something about me that triggers you because there's something about you. There's very familiar behavior about yourself. Doesn't mean that you are me. It just means we have similar behaviors. Now, if you don't get triggered by me, you don't feel then there's nothing to worry about. But there are other people who trigger me, and I'm wondering, wow, I wonder what familiar behavior is that they carry, or energy do they carry that's, you know, we're both being triggered by. There are people who do that to me. Very few. Because you learn very quickly that it's not your stuff. It's not yours. It's theirs. Now, the thing is, you don't have to invite them into your space. You don't have to invite them into that area to share that energy with you and to disrupt your bliss. You know? I used to get upset. I used to get mad. What's the point? Really, honestly, what's the point, right? There's nothing you can do. Not much you can change. People are pretty much set in their ways, in their minds, once they have an opinion about something. Because that's what humans do. Humans do human things. Humans are destructive. But humans are very beautiful creatures, too. We like to tear it down and rebuild things. Look at all the things that humanity has created. On the same token, everything that they've created, look at all the disasters that they've created. Because that's part of, that's that yin and yang, that's that. The feminine, the masculine, the polarities, the dualities that flow in life. Listen, no one can be harder on me than I am on myself. Because I'm pretty hard on myself to do better. And you know what? Sometimes I don't want to do better. I just want to be left alone. And I just want to go in my corner and just kind of, yeah, can't you just leave me alone. I just want to sit here. But you know what? You got to do the work, man. You got to go in there. And you got to say, okay, I got to improve. Even if it's for a minute. Even if it's for a day. Because little by little, you increment and you create. And you manifest. But anyways, guys. Like I always say, life isn't hard. Life isn't always easy. But life doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't. We know exactly. We know all of us. There is not one person. Unless they're just not mentally capable to comprehend this. They know exactly what they need to do. To make life better for them. And they know exactly how to obtain it. And they know exactly what they have to do. Are they willing to do it? Are they willing to do the work? Are they willing to sacrifice? Are they willing to go into that space to do that? That's the question. That's the gist right there. Are you willing to work on you? Before you can blame anybody else for your crapola in your life. Yeah, there are things that happened to me and happened to you when we were kids. And we had no control over that adult abusing us and doing some stupid shit to us. Yeah, that's different. What happens after the fact, we have control. Yeah, I'm sorry, Iggy, little Iggy, that happened to us. But little Iggy also have control in making things better for us. I have the capability in the mindset to move into a better space for us instead of dwelling on the stuff that hurt us. Because that's too easy, man. It's too easy to go down that road. It's too easy. If you want to get better, then you'll have to do the work. It's different for everybody. It's different for you. It's different for me. It's just different. Everybody has a whole set of circumstances that put them in a frame of mind or put them in a place where they need to be. Now, I'm blessed that I have a beautiful family. I'm blessed that I have beautiful friends. I'm blessed that I have beautiful opportunities. I can go on here and just do a whole show how blessed I am. And it outnumbers the things that have happened to me. The things that I perceive happened to me. You know, my cousin dying, my mom dying, my father dying, my shaman teacher dying, you know, my sister dying, my nephew dying. I can go on like that all day long and just count all the woes me's. You know, and I get it. The woes me's can add up pretty quick. But the yay me, yay me, yay me, yay me, yay, yay me's are bigger. And you know what? The yay me's are mine. Not necessary to share out in the public. Because sometimes when you share the yay's me, oh, he's self-centered. Oh, look at him boasting. Heck yeah, I'm boasting. Heck yeah, I've accomplished some stuff, man. You don't know my life. You don't know anything about my story. You don't know what I do. I will apologize that, you know, that maybe it comes across that way to you. But, you know, other than that, that's it. I'm sorry that you feel that way. But sometimes you got to toot your own horn, man, because when you do good stuff and nobody's listening, the only person who's always listening, who's always there with you, is you. The only person who's always there and gets to that space is with you is you. You want to do better with you and by you. Because if you don't work on you, then people's influences and people's dramas and people's stuff is going to spew into your life and take precedent and take hold. Why? Because it happens all the time. It's happened to me. I remember. I know all the stuff I needed to work through. I use me as an example because, man, I'm like the worst of it all. If you knew my life in the past of my life, you would probably be shocked. But it's neither here nor there, guys. It's my story regardless. My story is my story. And my story has brought me to this present moment in time. The stories that I created in my mind, the stories that I helped manifest, and the stories that I didn't help create, and the stories that I didn't work on to better myself have also manifested. Because if I wanted to be better, I would have done the things that would have helped me. But I didn't have the tools or the capacity then. But I have them now, and I probably have them later. And I'll work on that stuff later. But we don't know these things until we're there. You know, my dog's my alarm clock. She's like, get off the phone, get off the computer. Lulu. Anyways, November 19th at the Reiki Center, we have a drum circle coming up at 7 p.m. So for those of you who want to drum with me and my friends, come on down. This is a healing circle. This is also where you're able to release and let go of things that no longer serve you. Things that don't have to be. No, it's a healing and manifesting circle with drums. That's the best way I can describe it to you. All right, so go to my YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Iggy Garcia. It's good to be here. That's the name of the channel. All right, subscribe to my channel on YouTube. And then you can go to my website, iggygarcia.com, and subscribe to my newsletter. And you can kind of check up my dates and different events that I do. And so guys, that's basically all I have today. I hope that I wasn't too harsh on everybody and it wasn't too hard, but sometimes you just got to talk and you got to share. This is why it's forum time. I open the door. And so with that, guys, I want to say hope. It's good to be here. And what is above is below. Iri sikwi. All right. Just do the best and be the best version of yourself you can be, because in the end, the only person you're really accountable to is yourself and those that you really care about and those people who are in your life. Because If you're not accountable to you, how can you be accountable to them? Honor and love yourself. Trust that you're going to do better. Trust that you're going to be okay. Trust that the God has your back, because it does. Trust that the universe has your back. Whatever you believe in, just trust that it has your back. You know, because you have to trust that you have your own back. All right, guys. That's it for this month. November, let's have fun. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, guys. Peace and love. And I will see you next time. And happy Thanksgiving to those of you who celebrate Thanksgiving, giving thanks to all the things in our lives. And happy Veterans Day to all our veterans who sacrifice their pieces and parts of their mind, their spirit and soul and body for us to have these platforms to share and talk about things on the internet or all around the world. Thanks to my father who served for our country. And, you know, thanks to my cousins and to my nephews and to my aunts and uncles who served as well. And a big thanks to my son-in-law, Jake, who served our country and is still serving our country in the Navy. And with that, I want to say have an awesome, great day. Take care.